This recording, North Carolina 12, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. So, on that first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and a furry yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon that bird began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Ms. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I got a joke for you. There was this little boy, and he decided that he wanted a bicycle for his birthday. So he goes in and he tells his mama, he says, "Mama, I want a bicycle for my birthday." And Mama said, "Well, son, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure that you've been quite good enough for a bicycle for your birthday this year." And she said, "I think you ought to go up to your room and talk to God about it." So the little boy went up to his room, and he thought about it for a while, and he decided he'd write God a letter. So he gets out his pencil and paper, and he writes God a letter, and he said, "Dear God, I've been a very good boy this year, and I think I deserve a bicycle for my birthday." Well, he knew that wasn't quite right. So he threw that in the trash, wadded it up and threw it in the trash, and got out another piece of paper. And he wrote a letter and said, "Dear God, I've been a pretty good boy this year. I think I deserve a bicycle for my birthday." Well, he knew that wasn't quite right either. So he wadded that up and threw it in the trash and got out another piece of paper and started writing again. He said, "Dear God, I've been a good boy this year. I think I deserve a bicycle for my birthday." Well, that just wouldn't do it either. So he wadded that up and threw it in the trash and got out one more piece of paper and wrote a letter and said, "Dear God, I have not been a good boy this year. I do not deserve a bicycle for my birthday. In fact, I probably don't deserve anything for my birthday this year." And of course, that would never do. So he tore that up and sat there and thought for another minute, and then an idea came to him. So he went running down the stairs. And he went up to his mama. He said, "I'll be back in a minute, Mama. I'm going to go to the church." And she said, "Well, be careful crossing the road." So he went running down to the church and went flying in, went front up to the front to the church. And he stood there and he saw this little bitty statue of the Virgin Mary. So he looked at her and he grabbed that statue and he shoved it in his coat and went running back to the house, went running back up to his room and got the little statue out and put it on his desk and looked at it for a minute. He said, "Dear God, I've got your mama. If you want to see her again, get me a bike for my birthday."